And I was authorized this afternoon to announce this evening on your show that this program is going to run on PAX TV on April 27th. That's a Friday evening.
What TV?
PAX TV, which is owned partially by the NBC television network.
Oh.
And it is going to be part of a series called Encounters with the Unexplained, which is hosted by Jerry Orbach. It will deal solely with the question of, is there something remarkable and artificial on the planet Mars? And the title of the show is, What is Really on Mars? Now, this subject has been dealt with as a snippet, as a soundbite in various other shows. But it's never had a solid hour devoted to nothing.
Right. No, that's right. When is this going to run?
This will run in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
The 27th of April, 2 days after my birthday. They would have put it on my birthday, but the show doesn't run on my birthday, so they had to do it Friday night. It will then run again on Sunday night, on the 29th.
Wow.
So within 2 days on network television, on satellite and cable all over the world, the Monuments of Mars and all of the new stuff, including the film, the video of Arthur Clarke discussing with Buzz Aldrin his remarkable statement about life on Mars.
Oh, they've got that.
They've got that, and they've also tracked down the BBC footage from Arthur's documentary a few days ago, where he not only was talking about the, you know, life on Mars, but calling up graphics from the Enterprise mission website.
All right, Richard, I want to be clear on where we can see this. Is it going to actually be on NBC or no?
No, it will be on PAX TV.
Okay, where does a person see that? I've got a lot
PAX,
of...
PAX is on your cable listing.
It's a pretty big...
It's a very big, widely well-distributed cable network. It's also on satellite. Just look in your TV guide for the PAX TV.
All right, I've got it all, so I'll find it.
It is there, and believe me, you know, we'll tell people well in advance. We've got several weeks here. But what they did today, and what they've been doing around the country in filming, you know, they went to San Francisco and spent a whole day with Kinsey in the studio filming her exquisite modeling, the analog modeling of the face on Mars that does the shape from shading dawn to dusk.
Oh, yes.
They're going to Van Flanagan talking about his exploded planet hypothesis and what JPL did to the so-called cat box image.
Okay, and it's called What's on Mars?
It's called What is Really on Mars.
What is really on Mars?
What is really on Mars.
That's okay. That's great news.
And
yeah, it is.
Arthur will be a major player because he again has forthrightly come out and broken the ice and said, it's there, boys and girls. Just look at the pictures.
Yeah, I want to see the statement by Arthur. I really want to see that, and I'm sure a lot of people do.
Now, one of the things that we're doing on this show, and it's possible because of a couple of people that I mentioned on the last show, you know, nobody does this alone. And Enterprise, if it's anything, has tried to become a meeting ground for like minds and people who love to climb mountains with little hope of maybe reaching the top in their lifetime. Two people, Efren Palermo and a gal named Jill England, have done extraordinary yeoman service on something brand new in the mix of this question, is there life on Mars? They have been pursuing the question of the current liquid water. And in this show, for the first time anywhere, we're going to lay out for a global audience a stunning model for why these stains are dripping down these hillsides, why they are patterned in two separate hemispherical aggregations on opposite sides of Mars, and I'll give everybody a big hint, and how this is indirectly connected with Tom Van Flandern's model for the history of Mars. This is going to be one program you're going to want to tape. You're going to want to show it to your friends, your neighbors. You're going to want to call them up and tell them, for God's sake, get to the TV and look at this. Because finally, we will have a major network hearing. And a whole group of people, not just the Art Bell audience, but a whole new group of mainstream viewers are going to get a chance to see what NASA has resisted them seeing for over 20 years.